Yeah, man, what's up, people out there? What's going on, man? Don't know the day I was talking about because I feel like I've been running my mouth a little much about females and women. The gender, whatever gender that is in the first place, or whatever, whatever. But people think, I think that people think the way everybody got their own way of thinking. So in a certain sense, everybody damn right. Because you can't tell nobody how to change the law that they got in their mind about something. That's the way that their mind is set up. That's the way that they was trained growing up, evidently. You know what I'm saying? So once the mind is trained, it's your computer. Once it's trained a certain way, you know what I mean? Then you have to have something else to help you train it another way because it's trained that way. You know what I'm saying? It's like trying to change a killer dog that fight all the time. He trained, he on shell. You know what I'm saying? Shit, he on shell. He looking like, hey man, or nigga look like he finna bite something, finna attack, because that's what he thinking. So I don't know. In other news, it was like I talked about that before, about like, you know what I'm saying, people being raised in a certain spot and they train or whatever, but that ain't the nice news. So the nice news would be me apologizing to any females that I first have offended in a kind of way, because all females ain't bad. You know what I'm saying? They just human beings. So they're gonna do some human being shit. They might tell you like, oh yeah, you know, baby, I won't never be lying. I would never do that, dude, baby. This, that. Now that meant something, will not lie. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes even the ones who will not lie, they just don't want to hurt you because they care about you, and then they'll lie. You see what I'm saying? But they don't do it with bad intentions. You know what I mean? So I mean, it was like this morning, yesterday, I felt like, the poem that I did, or the song that, whatever the heck you call that thing, the little rhyme that I did, that's all that. But today, I'm gonna change it up and I'm gonna apologize to the women. I'm gonna say my fault. And to my one that I was taking my emotions out on, I wanna apologize again. Because even if you did lie, you do it because you care. I love you to death. And I just think, like, man, I'm trying to hold on to what I got because that's what I got. I don't want nothing else for real. And I'm trying to stay focused on that. And it seems like everything is powdered. I try to stay focused on always. Excuse me, it's part of life. It's something that. It's something there all the time. It's always trying to keep me from making it to that marker. But that's how I was built, like a T cell. You know what I'm saying? I was built to be. To be able to train myself up against everything, but when you got a whole lot of, coming at you one time, but God is only making me sharper. He's not hurting me. You know what I mean? Because think about the people who don't even have that to deal with. They ain't never been put in that predicament. They'll never know how to do it. You see what I'm saying? Because they never been put in that predicament. You know what I'm saying? Like, they raise certain kids in a predicament where, they in a predicament where they seeing how to do money, how to count money, how to do banking, how to manage, how to do this and how to do that. That's the way they're taught. Okay, and then you got another group of kids and they're taught that you have to get out here and you gotta hustle, you gotta do what you gotta do because it's gonna be hard for you. So you gotta do whatever you gotta do, just don't get in no trouble. You know what I'm saying? You talk like that. So you got, the groups, y'all know the difference, pretty much. I don't have to say it, you know the difference. And you know who's who and where is where, what is what. And I'm not just talking about no color, so don't sit here and think. You know, somebody, oh, now the Chinese folk got more than the black people do. Or the white folk got more than the Chinese folk do, or something like that. That ain't what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is when they rich, they greedy and they don't want to help you. They want to keep you where they need you to help them eat, to help them to continue to eat, subhanAllah. They should help you to, okay, They want to keep you in a place where you are pretty much slaving for them because you working. Like, say, if they own the whole factory, you know what I'm saying? There's $1 million shit every 2 days or a day or something. They got somewhere at $1 million a day company and they paying you $8-$9 an hour. You getting four of them things a week, end of the week, $400. $1 million a day, default making. They getting your contract at $400 a week. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't slavery. That's slavery. Everything is slavery. But see, it's more slave by the dollar now. It's not slave by, oh, we're going to whoop your ass on the back. No, we're going to take your sons. We're going to jump on them. We're going to tell them they're wrong. We're going to beat them up. We're going to train our officers just to hate them anyway. You know what I'm saying? And now we train the officers just to hate them. They're wrong. This is how you train. When you go through the thing, they're wrong. They're all of them are wrong. They're a gang, and you're this gang. And you guys gang up. You come up with this handshake. And go get gold teeth and bulletproof vests, but we got guns. And then you go say, well, you guys over there. And then you take it against their gang. And you stop them and make them do exactly what we say do. You see what I'm saying? Folks ain't bothering nobody. We just don't know how to do that shit what you doing. So we trying to do it our way. You see what I'm saying? We trying to do what we know how to do. Just like you doing what you know how to do. That's why the world's so big. You see what I'm saying? Because you can just pick a spot, bro. You feel me? But, you know, anyway. But it's like, this is how I felt, exactly. Like, I wanted to run her down, stand in front of her, hold both her hands, look at her face, in her eye, and say, damn, love, where does this leave me now? I've been on a search to find a flower that I finally found. I'm trying to love you, not devour. Let's make symphony sounds. Because if you leave, where do that leave me? Right here looking down. Trying to regulate my breathing, studying reasons for love sounds.